This podcast helps you to understand the changes that took place in popular culture during this period. It takes the form of a conversation between two of Elizabeth's courtiers.
Do you think we live in a golden age of culture here in England?
A golden age? I've never really thought of it, to be honest. Now you come to mention it, I suppose the court of Elizabeth is more exciting than that of Mary Tudor. For a start, we have beautiful music. Think of the great composers of our age, Thomas Tallis and William Byrd. They write beautiful pieces for the Queen's choir. It certainly livened up the worship here, I can tell you. Don't forget the madrigals by John Dowland. He certainly knows his way around a lute and an air, for that matter.
An air? What's that?
Where have you been? Too much time in the chapel, methinks. You know, a song.
Ah, yes. The Queen is quite partial to the lute. She also likes a bit of poetry. Philip Sidney and Edmund Spenser are her favourites, I think. She loved that one of Edmund Spenser's. What was it called again?
The Fairy Queen. Goodness, you are becoming quite forgetful in your old age. You're right, though. We do have some good poets and writers in England. Have you read those travel books by William Hakluyt and William Camden yet? Why, it makes me want to go on one of those explorations like Sir Francis Drake and Sir Walter Raleigh. I'm sure it would make me more popular with the ladies.
Talking of writers, we've forgotten the playwrights. William Shakespeare, Ben Jonson and Christopher Marlowe.
I do love a trip to the Globe, although you do have to put up with the common people.
There's also Nicholas Hilliard.
Who?
The painter. He's the only good English artist, certainly. The rest are mainly foreigners, although they do paint well, I have to admit.
What do the ordinary people do for fun, though?
Well, they go to the theatre, but I don't expect they're much interested in our type of music and poetry. They do have all those festivals, like the parish ales, which are actually parish feasts, and May Day, though.
Is that the Queen calling?
We'd better go.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.